Krause.
Oh, Benson, you numbskull, you made me push the wrong button.
How soon will you self-destruct?
I was just about to multiply.
Oh, good heavens, and I'm in the nick of time.
I mean, I'm looking over my bank statements. See, I'm considering moving to an institution that has more interest.
Maybe the Smithsonian would have some interest.
Oh, Benson, I'm glad you're here. I have to go out for an hour. I'm going to buy a condominium.
You are? What are you going to use for a down payment?
My mother.
Talk about creative financing.
You know, I mean, she's lending me the money for the down payment. Now all I have to worry about is the $350 a month payment.
Yeah, plus a homeowner's fee, taxes, insurance, mortgage, garbage collection, not to mention utilities and phone.
Yeah. And then you've got to buy furniture and drapes, pots and pans.
Oh, come on, guys. You're starting to sound like my parents. I know what I'm doing. I can handle money.
Yeah, well, I just don't want you to make the same stupid mistakes that Benson made when he bought his condo.
Yeah. Make sure Krause doesn't get your new address.
That's not what I'm talking about. Remember how those people ripped you off?
They didn't rip me off. They tried to rip me off.
What do you mean?
Well, it all started innocently enough. My car broke down, and then Krause decided she'd take me over and have a look at a model condominium.
In here we have the 14-cycle dishwasher. How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
14 cycles, 8-level food processor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got your air purifier. Mm-hmm. Oh, and this refrigerator, this baby makes its own ice cubes.
Mm.
That self-cleaning oven. And the whole thing is run by this master control panel right there.
Ha! Damn, Benson, what more could you ask for?
An engineer.
Excuse me for just a second, please.
No, go right ahead. We want to take another look around. Yeah.
Great, fine. Hello. Oh, yes, Mr. Collins. Yes, I called your loan officer yesterday about a 3-month loan because of business. There isn't any. No, listen, I'm sure I can unload these condos. In fact, I could knock off 30% and still make a profit, if you know what I'm saying. In fact, I'm about to close a deal right now.
You said yourself it's the best place you've seen so far.
Just keep your voice down.
I love it. It's perfect. So snap it up.
You better snap it shut. I've seen a lot of condos, and this one is way overpriced.
Oh, come on, Benson. Loosen up with the bucks. You can't take it with you.
And I'm going to take it as far as I'm going.
Thank you, Mr. Collins. Thank you. You are a lifesaver. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, what do you think?
He loves it, and the price is right. So, let's talk turkey.
It's already a turkey talking.
I tell it like it is, Benson. I don't play games.
You stop playing, let's make a deal with my money.
You've made a wise decision, Benson. You see, buying today assures you of a choice location.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mr. Blunt, letting me have my choice of any one of 22 empty units.
Well, they're not really empty. They're unoccupied. I mean, because the people who are buying them are still...
in high school? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Walter. Now, I've written a number on the back of this business card, and it's the price I'm willing to pay for the condo. You take a look at it and tell me what you think.
Okay. Ah!
Is that a yes or a no?
Benson, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, sorry we couldn't do business, Walter. Come on, Krause.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. I'll take $5,000 off the price, okay? But that's my limit.
Well, I should think so. That's it, Benson. Take it or leave it.
Are you splitting the commission with her?
No, but you see, at your price, I'll be losing money.
Then don't sell it to me.
That's right. Don't sell it to him. That'll teach him.
Will you butt out? I can lose money if I want to.
Walter, we got a deal or not?
Is that your best offer?
Bottom line.
Congratulations, Benson. You just bought yourself a condo.
Benson, we're going to be late for our luncheon at the Women's League. I don't know why you insisted on stopping here now.
Well, because you said you wanted to see my new condo.
That was last week, and I was merely being polite.
Well, Clayton, I just got the keys this morning. I would like to see what I bought.
You mean you're going to be seeing the place for the first time?
Not really. I saw the model, and my unit is exactly like the model.
Well, Benson, no wonder you got such a great deal. You've purchased a condo in a kit.
Maybe won't you get some drapes on the windows?
This work was supposed to be finished yesterday.
And we're supposed to be at the luncheon today.
Well, I'm not moving in until next week. They're probably a little behind schedule.
Yeah, so are we.
You, Benson, you should really make a list of all the things that need to get done.
That's a good idea, Pete.
Thank you, Peter.
Number one, call Walter.
Now, Benson, must you do this now? Peter, the refrigerator's not even plugged in.
Force of habit.
Where's the job?
Upstairs.
Benson. Oh! Your counter is covered with yuck.
Thank you, Clayton. Clean up yuck.
Yuck. Yuck. Yuck. Your water pressure is non-existent. Here it comes.
Will you stop fooling around?
Fooling around? You had to stop off here on the way to the lunch, and you couldn't wait to get us into this booby trap? Well, if you think I'm going to miss that lunch and you're sad and mistaken, I'm going out in the sun to dry up. Out! Off!
Water pressure.
Won't stay closed, huh?
Huh?
What?
Oh, no. Where'd you come from?
The patio. That door doesn't stay closed either.
Patio?
Yeah, isn't that a crime, the way they slap these joints together? You the new owner?
Yeah, who are you?
Your neighbor, Frank Cooper.
Vincent Dubois.
Dubois, huh? I went to school with a guy named Dubois. He's dead now.
Well, Frank Cooper, it's nice of you to stop by and say hello.
I live there.
Where, on my patio?
No, beyond your patio, Benson. One of those older units. You married, Benson?
No.
My wife talked me into buying it. Then 6 months later, we're having breakfast, and she says to me, Frank, is this all there is? And I said, yes. And I haven't seen her since. I thought she was talking about the toast.
Very sad story.
Pete, it's time to go.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
Roomie?
Oh, no, it's just a guy, fellow I work with. We came by here, you know.
Hey, Benson, listen. It's none of my business. It's just that when I report back to the neighbors, I'd like to be factually accurate. Put down plumbing.
Thank you, plumbing.
Well, I gotta get going.
Really?
So soon?
Yeah, well, I just came home for lunch. You know, I gotta get back to work. Hey, listen, I got a print shop. I do fine printing and fancy engraving. Catch the slogan.
We print everything except $20 bills.
That kills me.
Pete!
Hey, Benson! The bathroom door is stuck! Get me out of here!
All right, I'll be right up. Well, Frank, it's very nice of you to stop by.
You're gonna need a bigger notebook.
Morning, Denise. The mail boy left your newspapers in the kitchen.
Thank you, Gretchen. Oh, how was your date last night? Did Arnold take you for a ride in his new convertible?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Why? What happened?
Well, we put the top down and went for a spin in the park, and somewhere between the golf course and the zoo, his toupee blew off.
Oh.
Please?
Yes?
Get Walter Bunt on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Wow, he's in a good mood.
Oh, he moved into that condo 2 weeks ago, and everything still isn't fixed. It's been one excuse after another.
What? Benson, you can't let people push you around this way.
Kraus, nobody's pushing me around.
Walter Bunt's on line one.
Gimme a sec. Hello, you little worm. We are sick and tired of your stupid excuses. Forget fixing the condo. We will see you in court.
Thank you, Gretchen. Denise!
I'm dialing.
If you want to get things done, that's the way you have to talk to people.
Mr. Bunt's on line one.
Thank you. Walter, your men didn't show up again this morning. That is not my problem. Now, I want your men over there, and I want the work finished before I get home. Understand? Okay, you'll send a crew right out? Right now. Okay, that's all I ask. Okay, you promise? Now, you're not lying. Okay, bye. He's lying.
Katie's little league coach is sick.
If we show up without a coach, we forfeit the game.
Hey, a forfeit's better than getting beat. More dignity.
Well, I would be happy to do it, but I have to hang around the office and wait for a call from the president. Darn it. How about you, Benson?
No, sir, the president hasn't called me in weeks.
He means can he coach?
No, I'm sorry, Katie. I'm really going to be tied up getting this mess straightened out at my condo.
I understand, Benson.
Well, good luck, kiddo. Good night, everyone.
Good night, night Benson.
Daddy, we have to find a coach.
Well, Katie,
How about you, Pete? Can you be our coach?
No way, Katie. I'm sorry. Baseball has bad memories for me.
Pete, I'd consider this a personal favor.
Sir, I'm serious. Even the sight of a baseball makes me break out in hives.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you're exaggerating.
No. When I was a kid, my friends had a team, but they didn't think I was good enough. So to keep me from playing, they talked my mom into sending me to accordion lessons.
Accordion? Gross me out.
Yeah, me too. Now, the first song I had to learn was Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Sorry, Katie, we tried.
Governor?
Yes, Clayton?
Well, sir, since you're looking for a coach and my weekend is relatively free, I thought I'd volunteer my services to coach Katie's little team.
Oh, there is a thought. Of course, Katie will have to make the decision.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, what do you say, slugger?
Well, I guess it beats a forfeit.
Ah, good. It's settled. I think I'll get down to the sporting goods store, get myself outfitted, buy myself a rule book, peruse it, look for loopholes.
I guess Clayton will be a better coach than Jerry Zuckerman's mom.
Oh, why?
Miss Zuckerman yells at us if we get our uniforms dirty.
I can't believe it! I can't believe it! No one's even been in here!
Hey, Benson, you're home.
With one exception.
Quite another show.
I can see that, Frank. What were you doing upstairs?
Fixing your bathroom lights.
Frank, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times, I don't want you to fix my bathroom lights.
Good, because I couldn't.
Did you get this much trouble out of them when you bought your condo?
Sure I did. Benson, everyone who lives here has had the same problem. You're never going to get any satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get satisfaction, or I'm going to take Walter to court.
What, make some lawyer rich?
Well, you got any better ideas?
You could kill him.
No, you can't even get him on the phone.
Benson, why don't you just fix the place yourself? Walter's never going to make it look like the model.
The model? Hey, that's it. I'm going to make a call.
Hey, call. That reminds me. I'm at a telephone booth one night, making a call to my cousin at long distance, California. And I dial the wrong number. And my wife answers the phone. Oh, she denies it, but I know it's her.
Hey, Denise, yeah. Is the governor free? Okay, I'll hold.
She picks up the phone and she says, hello. And I said, Irma, is that you? And she says, no. I said, Irma, we're married 29 years. I know it's you. That's your voice. And she says, you still can't take no for an answer, can you, Frank? And then she hangs up.
Yeah, but yeah, Denise, I'm still holding. Okay, I'll wait.
$27 I pour back into that phone trying to get that wrong number. Never did get it right. But I'll tell you this much. From time to time, I'm going to be calling that woman to...
Frank, can you hold off Act 3 for a minute? What are you doing tomorrow?
Why?
I'm going to need some help.
I'm busy. But listen, maybe my friend is free, Harry.
Who is Harry?
Oh, Harry Hamilton. He's a very dear friend of mine. He lives next to the Rizzos. You want me to call him for you?
Yeah, give him a call.
You got it.
Hello, Governor. What's your schedule like tomorrow? Good. I'm going to have open house.
Well, this is it.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it, dear?
Sure is. Mr. and Mrs. Francis, look to your heart's content, but don't take too long. There's only 6 units left.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Walter, my man, what it is? Give me three. Did you put on the coffee?
No.
Well, never mind. I'll do it myself.
Excuse me, folks. Wait, just one. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I'm doing, Walter? Making some coffee.
But why? Why are you doing it here?
Because my electricity isn't turned on yet.
excuse me. Perhaps we should come back another time.
Oh, no. Listen, there's just been a little misunderstanding. You see, he doesn't really live here.
I tell you, why don't you take a look around upstairs?
Yeah, watch yourself in the bathroom. There's water everywhere.
You know, this is really intolerable. Will you please get out?
Are you talking to me?
Of course I'm talking to you.
Then why are they leaving?
Oh, folks, wait a minute. I'll have this all figured out in just 1 minute.
Thanks anyway.
Now do you see what you have done?
Oh, don't sweat it, Walter. Life is full of disappointments. No lights, noisy plumbing, neighbors dropping by. Good
morning, Benson.
Good morning, Harry. How do you want your egg?
Soft boiled.
Wait, you can't have breakfast here.
I'll get it.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll get it. Mm. I don't want my customers frightened by some weirdo in a silly-looking bathrobe. Hey! We're looking for Benson.
Come on in, Pete!
Hey, Benson!
We came on Pete's hog!
Go over there, prop your feet up. Breakfast will be ready any minute.
All right.
You can't be serious.
Well, half hour at most. Get the door, Walter.
Good morning.
Walter, good to see you again. Oh,
good morning.
Governor. Sir.
Governor.
Oh, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Attention, please, folks. I'm sorry. Everybody, Governor, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you all to leave.
Walter, don't rush the people. They haven't eaten yet.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Harry Hamilton.
Gretchen Krause.
Gene Gutler.
Oh, Governor, how are you?
Downey. Mr. and Mrs. Kirkwood.
Oh, Benson, I love your new home.
This is not his new home.
It is until you get mine fixed up. How do you want your eggs, Governor?
Oh, poached, if you don't mind.
And you, Denise?
Over easy, please.
You, Pete?
Hot tub of deuce for 3 minutes, rasher of bacon, side of fries, English twice with oleo.
I have appointments here. People are coming to see this place. Now, put these back.
Sure, Walter. Walter, would you set the table? I'll get it.
I'll get it.
Yes, I am busy.
And would you get your feet off the table, please? And you two, move it.
Walter, I'm surprised at you. That's no way to talk to prospective buyers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Walter, get the dog.
Yeah, right. Excuse me.
We won! Clayton's a great coach. You talk the umpire out of everything.
Welcome, Victor!
The victor said, did you have an appointment?
Champagne for everyone.
Oh, we'll have some of that.
Clayton, how do you want your eggs?
Coddled.
Yeah, why else?
I'm really sorry about all this. Oh, no, don't touch that. That's for me. Get away from that. Hello. Yes. It's for you. Someone named Jennifer.
Hi, babe. Your brother and his six kids? Sure, you can bring him with you. Find out how they want their eggs. I'll see you later. Bubba.
This is a private number.
Not anymore.
Where are those people? Look, I'm sorry. There's been a little mistake.
Oh, it really doesn't matter. We love the place.
Yes, we've decided to buy. I have the check for the down payment right here.
Wonderful.
Don't make the same mistake I did. Oh, no.
Mr. Dubois.
Mistake.
Yes, I bought one of Walter's condos.
Did you buy this one?
No, despite appearances, mine is down the street. I'm just waiting until they fix it.
Fix it?
Well, actually, they never finished building it, did they, Walter?
Oh! There are a few things that are unfinished, but...
By a few things, he means that some of the lights aren't up, the oven doesn't work, and the doors aren't all hung, but outside of that, it's just perfect!
Come on, sweetheart. Excuse me.
Ooh. Well, let's say goodbye to the Kirkwood. Couple number two, would you like to try for couple number three?
Yeah! Why are you doing this to me, Dubois? You know that your place will be fixed eventually. I mean, you act as if you've been singled out.
There's nothing personal here.
Oh, I know that, Walter. There's nothing personal about anything you do. Certainly not the way you build houses. And you don't give a damn about the people who have to live in them. And you don't even have the decency to give a person what he paid for.
Yes. All right. I'll have the workmen over there first thing Monday.
No. Right now.
Right now? This is Saturday. They get double time on Saturday.
What are we having for dinner, people?
Hey, all right. Over there right now. Give me your key.
You don't need my key. Go through the patio door. Everybody else does.
Governor?
Goodbye, Walter.
Bye.
I hope everybody's hungry. We're going to have scrambled eggs.